This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, had a fun fantasy football draft last night. If you did not get into our listener league this year, there is always next year now, isn't there?
Yeah, you got to work at it. You got to know us a little bit if you want it.
The team names. Where's my camera?
Where's my camera?
Danny loves shots. That one came about because Rich and Olney bought Danny a shot at the draft last night.
Which was, thank you, Rich, for that. But that couldn't have been something I wanted to do less.
Danny's always talked about how much he hates taking shots. For some reason, Rich thought you liked taking shots.
Yeah.
So he bought you a shot and said, you always talk about liking shots.
I most certainly do not. So what I do is when I get drunk twice a year, once on Coronas and Negro Modelo at the Junkies summer dress party. And then the other is I drink expensive scotch with ice in it at a holiday party. And I've spoken about scotch and I love good scotch. I'm a Ron Burgundy type guy. So he decides I should probably get a shot of whiskey for my friend Fanny Mouye.
Roosters Walkathon, good team name.
Yep.
Will Chris Russell walk to Ashburn? A point blank period. I love that.
That's a great one.
You have to slap your hand while you say point blank period. Bruce Allen's accent, pretty good.
It's a difficult accent to master because it sounds like a normal person talking.
You mean Ryan Gruden. That's in homage to Scott McLuhan being asked on Twitter recently what he thinks of Ryan Grant. He said, you mean Ryan Gruden, which was cute. This is Mouth. That's from the Sound Machine directly.
This is Mouth.
Kimchi is a cheese. I believe that's true. Adar, just stating a fact. Finger-sized legs. Rouye the day-day. And David Carr, because you can't correctly say Derek Carr's name.
That's right. So I dubbed myself David Carr.
A lot of good show bits there. Let's go to Maddie in Stafford. Wants to weigh in on Sua Cravens. If he retires, how big a loss long-term for the Redskins? And if he just misses these four games, will they be able to get by without missing a beat at safety? What's up, Matt?
The safety situation, that's highly troubling. I think I'd be calling Will Blackman a few days ago. And actually, Blackman paired up with the new safety they got, that seems like a pretty good tandem.
Yeah, but go ahead.
The whole heel side of your foot situation, it sounds hoops related. Ooh. And I'd probably take like a night off or a few nights off. But the picture you sent in the tweet last night, Grant, the chick that was there, was that Amanda Juliana, or is there actually a third female listener of the show?
No, there's only two listeners to
the
show.
We know that there's only two.
Who are females. That was Juliana.
Let's not make ridiculous assumptions.
It's a great
claims.
Question by Matt. No, it was Juliana, not Amanda.
Official show historian Juliana.
Indeed. Thank you for your call, sir. Mike Jones of the Washington Post on the Redskins at 11. I don't think it's basketball related because I haven't played basketball in a few weeks.
You're just dunking on fools, though.
I was dabbing on folks. I also do throw the football around, and I've been going and running and doing that. Maybe it's just extra wear and tear on my feet, and they're not used to it.
We could take a good takeaway just from this sample here is that any exercise is bad.
Yes.
We could just get that out in the open.
No one should ever exercise because you may have foot pain days later.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick on the safety spot to his point. For whatever reason, the Redskins have just decided Will Blackman can't play or won't play safety for them.
They're just not into it.
They would rather Monte Nicholson do that and Stephon McClure. See, I disagree. I think that's a position where I'd rather a smart, cerebral person who can get by on instincts than the upside of some athleticism. Like a guy like McClure to me, I want it on the roster. I love him. I don't want him on the field in week one or week two.
I don't know if we're ready. If I'm an offensive coordinator, I am licking my chops going the old double move early on a play fake.
Nicholson at Michigan State didn't deal with whatever the Eagles. The only thing the Eagles have in common with Michigan State is they both wear green and white.
Torrey Smith, how fast can you go straight? Watch.
That's my concern if I'm the Redskins. What happens if DeShazer Everett, or worst case, I'll knock on wood while I say this, you know, DJ Swearinger in the first series has something happen and has to go into the concussion protocol or has to walk off the field, even if it's for a couple drives. Now you've got DeShazer Everett, and would it be Monte Nicholson or Stephon McClure?
You ready for that?
And you're down to three safeties. Now, Breland has played a little bit of safety in some practices. Maybe they'd move him back there if they had to. Of the corners, I would say he's the most apt to do that. I don't know if Josh Holsey's learning two positions at once or Fabian Moreau, the third-round pick, could do that. But they're paper thin. And I said on this show a week ago, I think the safety spot all of a sudden has become an area where I don't worry too much. That is gone. I thought Blackman would be on the roster. He's not. D'Angelo Hall's still on PUP. I thought Cravens would be playing. He's not. So you've basically taken three guys away that I thought could be helping you in September that will not be. Add all that up, it's Swearinger, Everett, and two guys that most of our listeners wouldn't recognize if they were sitting in front of them, who are diehard Redskins fans because they've never played a down for this team.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
To me, the same things, if I was to say, what are your complaints? What are the problems that have plagued the Redskins over the last several years defensively? I'd go, they're not good enough on the defensive line, and they haven't solved safety. This is the same complaint that I've got right now. I like the Jonathan Allen pick. In fact, I love the Jonathan Allen pick. I think you needed 3 years of Jonathan Allen picks. You also needed a non-sixth or seventh round project at safety or another guy that was just off the scrap heap that you hoped would be able to, you know, recreate the mastery one more time, whether it be that a Goltzen, be that an Iheanacho, be that a, you know, fill in the blank, a Madu Williams or an, you know, a Shimogo Itagwa, whatever it was. You needed to address long-term these spots. They continue to not do that. So here we are. It's a lot more Terrell McClain's and Stacy McGee's and a lot more, hey, Swearinger's available, his fifth team in 4 years, whatever the heck it is. They're not good enough there. And I think it's a huge issue not to have Sue Cravens. I really do.
They've also had worse luck at the safety position than any other position. Part of it is their own fault. Laurent Landry, you drafted sixth overall, and there's some bad luck in there because of the Achilles and the problems he had. That didn't work out. Madu Williams, bad evaluation. You know, Ashimogo Itadwe, end of his career. Kareem Moore couldn't do it for a couple years they thought he would. We could run through all of the guys. Brandon Merriweather, not good enough. But they also tragically lost Sean Taylor to a murder.
Yep.
They have Sue Cravens just decide the week of the season that he's going to walk away. And there has been attempts to fix this position. If Sean Taylor was still alive, he would still be here as one of the highest paid players on the team, as you'd imagine, a perennial all-pro type.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right now your safety problem is effectively fixed. It's a lot easier to find a second fiddle guy to start next to Sean Taylor than to find two guys, which is what you've been looking for years. You don't completely fault them for that, but this is their Eleanor. This is the position they cannot figure out. They cannot get right at safety, and I'm just baffled that they kept two rookies and let, to Matt's point, a guy like Blackman go. I'm not going to pretend like he's a great safety. He isn't, but at least he's smart enough to recognize, I've been in the league for 10 years. I know when this guy breaks that way after he broke that way last time that he's going to come up this. He's smart enough to not embarrass himself, I would think.
That's where I'm at on it. I mean, you better be sure when you go with kids. And here's the other part. Again, I know I'm trying to be sensitive as I can to what may be going on with Sue Cravens, but it's why the timing is just terrible. Now, I have no idea if the Redskins would have done this or not because they've been really cheap under Bruce Allen a lot of times. But if you do this 48 hours earlier, maybe 72 hours earlier, 2 weeks earlier, whatever it is, if you're Cravens, maybe the Redskins could go get T.J. Ward when he gets cut loose from the Broncos. Instead, he signs somewhere else. You're never in that sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Who knows if they'd have won the bidding or not? But you'd like to know and like to have options. You'd like to figure out maybe this is an upgrade over the, I don't know, the three kids I've got in the building and D.J. Swearinger.
Four safeties on the team. One is Swearinger. One was a converted corner who's never started before, who's going to start. The other are rookies, a mid to late round pick, and a undrafted free agent. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Mike Jones on some of the other pressing issues with the Redskins as they get ready for the Eagles. And next hour, we're going to begin our division-by-division breakdowns. We'll be breaking down every single division before the start of the season tomorrow night. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Folks, here's what I want you to do. It's Danny Rouillet from my guys at Tedbert Ford. I want you to go see him. Go check it out. Fairfax, that's where the dealership is. Or Chantilly, that's where the other dealership is, right? Fairfax location, been there almost 60 years. You know how? They do it better than everybody else. They got great business practices there. I love them. Check out some of the things going on. You had Labor Day earlier this week. I remember that it was Labor Day. You got a Labor Day sale, but it's all month long, baby. 0% financing for 72 months on the F-150, the Explorer, and the Escape. 2017 F-150, $299 a month. 2017 Explorer, $375 a month. 2017 Escape, oh, that's all the way up to $299 a month, babe. Plus, receive additional $1,000 cash for your trade-in and all current and former military and first responders and families. You get an additional $1,000 on top of that. Ted Britt Ford, taking care of the people that take care of us. I loves it. So to summarize, $1,000 extra on your trade-in, $1,000 military first responder appreciation bonus cash, and interest-free loan for 6 years. That's 72 months, F-150 Explorer Escape. Great deals all around. Go see my guys at Ted Britt Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.